This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Orchards of Southgate. Patient first name is Shirley, S-H-I-R-L-E-Y. Last name is King, K-I-N-G. Date of birth is 9-6-1939. Date of evaluation is... date of evaluation is... 7-15-2022, HPI history page, psychiatric evaluation for management of psychotic disorder, dementia, and to review efficacy of current medications, history of present illness. This is 82 years old female who was admitted here on 7-12-2022 upon transfer from Lodge of Taylor. Patient is a poor historian. I reviewed her chart. She could not tell me circumstances leading to her placement here. She asked me if I could get her, quote, large and medium pull-ups, unquote. She talked about wanting to go to Texas. And I believe that she was in, quote, jail, unquote. Patient did not know the name of this facility, but she knew it's July 2022. She couldn't tell me who the current president or governor, who the president of the United States and governor of Michigan is. She could repeat three out of three objects immediately, but only one out of three after 3 minutes. Overall, she had poor fund of knowledge, limited insight, and could not tell me what medications she's taking. She acknowledged that she had seen a psychiatrist previously. But denied any psychiatric hospitalizations. She denied any history of alcohol and substance abuse. Next paragraph, review of system, general non-reported eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genital, urinary, non-reported, musculoskeletal weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergy, non-reported, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, yes, prior outpatient alcohol, substance abuse treatment denied, prior history of psychiatric hospitalization denied, prior history of suicide attempts denied, social history, current relationship widowed. Number of children, none. Patient reports that she has a niece. I'm sorry, guess a number of children. Not known. Patient talked about one niece. There's a phone number of his son, but when I tried to call that number, the message said the number does not exist. Next paragraph, medical record, lab, diagnostic test reviewed. Collateral informant chart, nursing, and patient's niece Annette, who reports that patient lived with her a few years ago and she was, quote, crazy, unquote. Niece reports that patient would talk about devil and reports that she was always, quote, going somewhere, unquote. I also spoke to patient's guardian care agency who acknowledged that patient lived at Lodge of Taylor and they could not manage her, leading to her placement here. Next paragraph, under histories and habits, patient chart indicates history of Parkinson's disease, COPD, ASHD, hypertension, schizoaffective disorder, peripheral vascular disease, dementia, panic disorder, age-related cataract, GERD, osteoarthritis. Next paragraph. Surgical history not known, family history not known, tobacco history denied, alcohol history denied, drug abuse history denied, current medications MAR reviewed. Under current medications, Seroquel 12.5 milligram twice a day, mirtazapine 15 milligram at bedtime. Next paragraph, blood pressure 183 over 99, pulse 67, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general. Appropriately groomed, demeanor, cooperative, motor movements, normal gait, sitting in a wheelchair, speech clear, mood, euthymic effect, constricted thought processes, periods of confusion, association, normal thought content, no suicidal homicidal thoughts reported, perceptual disturbances denied, level of consciousness alert, oriented to self. And a date, memory impaired for recent events, attention, concentration poor, fund of knowledge poor, judgment and insight poor, sleep and appetite fair. Next paragraph, assessment plan, schizoaffective disorder, bipolar type F25.0, plans continue, Seroquel and mirtazapine as prescribed to stabilize mood and decrease delusional thinking. Benefits of Seroquel continues to outweigh risks. Number two, dementia and diseases classified elsewhere with behavioral disturbance of 0.281. Plans continue behavioral interventions. Anticipate patients' needs, encourage participation in diversional activities. Disposition, ongoing follow-up with attending physician for medical management. Notify our service for any persistent changes in mood, behavior, psychotic symptoms. Period will follow with you. Procedure code 99305. Under supplemental administrative requirements, side effects of antipsychotics, mirtazapine. Risk benefit statement based on findings of my assessment. Above study goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweighs the risk as reported above. End of dictation.